You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Sleeping in the services den. She's the weakest in the circle of friends. She was flirting with men, I'm learning to men. There's a lot of hurt to women, and I wanted to return to the sender, but I never heard of again. So I turned to the next, pressed the burden on them. She's immersed, usually I'd be the first to defend, but I'm showing no concern, it's a trend. Tables turn, I'm pulling out, we had a date confirmed, but to me that's a mistake I earned. It aches, it burns, got a second degree like I paid to learn. Should be letting it be, cause it makes me worse. I should be setting her free from the chains and curse, but she's no better than me, what's the safety word? Why is it ladies first? Why can't people get what they deserve?
The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was 7th October by Alpha Mist, appropriately played one day earlier on the 6th of October, today's show. Before I get started, here is a heads up. The next 2 weeks, there will not be a Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We will return on October 27th, will be our next show after this one. Just the station is taking a break. But with that said, we got a big way to go out for 2 weeks. We got plenty of great music interviews. We have a big comedy thing, and we've got plenty of other fantastic stuff, as we usually do every hour. Have I ever disappointed you with one of these shows. I hope not. And if I did, you're probably not here now anyways. But say, you know, one thing's really taken the world by storm is this new show called Squid Game on Netflix. I've seen it everywhere I go, and it's been crazy. It's everywhere, just taken the world by storm. There are people in the Andromeda Galaxy who are watching this show. It's huge. And it's funny because, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now people are going to think I'm funny. And then when you don't laugh, oh, no, I do. But last week, I was chatting with someone, and they mentioned they were watching this show called Squid Game on Netflix, and they asked, have you seen it? I said, no, I've never heard of this. What's it about? And they said, well, it's a game show. It's this Korean game show where they play games, and if you lose, you die. And I thought, okay, well, this is a North Korean game show? You know, I know the Japanese stuff sometimes out there. They get a little wild with the game show, so I wouldn't really be surprised if people actually died. But I said, okay, this is a North Korean, must be, game show. And we didn't really elaborate much more than that. And fast forward a couple days, everywhere I go, I see this on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My friends are talking about it. One of my friends was very upset because he was telling me, I've yet to see the show, but he was telling me he was watching it, and he was mad. Because it's just a live-action anime, and everyone disses his anime. So now they're watching it in real life, and they all enjoy it. But he says it has the same kind of plot devices. I won't spoil too much for you or myself. So there you go. Check it out. Let me know what you think of it, how if you've seen it, if you want to see it. Pretty wild stuff. And I still don't know whether it's a real game show or not. In other news, there's a new dinosaur has just been released that's new for this year, 2021. I guess they decided to spice it up a little bit, and they brought out a new dinosaur found in Australia, and it is named Cooper. That is correct. The Australians named this dinosaur Cooper, whose scientific name, to be fair, its full name on the driver's license, it will say Australotitan Cooperensis, Australia, and that's why they just call him Cooper. Okay, but this dinosaur, reported by CNN, so I apologize for the measurements, you know how they do things in America, is measured to be two stories tall and a basketball court long. Hopefully you can visualize that. This is radio, so we'll have to do our best. Here's a diagram. Take a good look. Yeah, see, that's a basketball. Okay. But it's nothing to, well, it is fantastic. It's this huge dinosaur that belongs to the long neck family. Apparently, it'll look a little bit like a Brachiosaurus. Apparently, one big problem was getting the dinosaur all back together again, much like Humpty Dumpty, because the dinosaur bones were so big, they were across different museums. So researchers used 3D technology to scan the bones, wonder what they tasted like, lick them a little, then put them together, and now we have a full picture of the dinosaur. And apparently this is big news because these giant dinos were only found in South America so far, so how they got over to Australia, we have yet to find out. I mean, when you're as big as a football court, or a basketball court, sorry, I imagine Australia is a lot closer than it seems. But dinosaurs and squids and Korean game shows aside, we have music, interviews, comedy, and so much more this hour. I'm excited to present the show for you this week, and I hope you're happy to be here as well. So without further ado, why don't we get started with Alberta Hunter singing The Dark Town Strutter's Ball. On 101.5 The Hawk.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Oh, please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late, 'cause I wanna be there when that band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey, steps, I'm gonna have them all, gonna dance out both of my shoes. Have mercy when they play Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the dark town Strutter's Ball. Yes, I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I won't be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey, 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance on both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Ah, tomorrow night at the dark town. Talk to me, lay it on me this time. I said I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready about 8:30. Oh, honey, don't be late. I got to be there when that band starts playing. Remember, when you get there, honey, 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when we play the Jelly Roll Blues. High tomorrow night at the downtown laying on practical. I say, I'll be down, get you in a taxi, honey. Please be ready 8:30. Oh, don't be late, I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when you get there, honey, 2 steps, I'm gonna have them all. Gonna dance out both of my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. Oh, tomorrow night, don't stop late, Jill. Come on, come on, yeah.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Weather Report with The Moors from their album I Sing the Body Electric. Now I want to quickly shuffle over to our interview segment here, and this week it's something a bit different. We're focusing on Billie Holiday, the infamous jazz singer renowned for her voice, nicknamed Lady Day. She always wanted to sing the way Louis Armstrong played his trumpet, like an instrument, and that she did. She's an incredible star. There was nobody before her, there was nobody after her who could compare to Billie Holiday and that infamous style in which she played. Of course, she's not only renowned for her singing, but the tumultuous and difficult life she had growing up and throughout her career, ultimately ending at a very young age, dealing with substance abuse. Now, this past year, 2021, we had a film come out about her called The United States vs. Billie Holiday. And Billie Holiday is played by none other than the singer, R&B artist, and jazz singer, Andra Day, who won an award, a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress portraying Billie Holiday, and also receiving the Academy Award nomination for Best Actress as well for the same picture. So this interview is with Andra Day on the Drew Barrymore Show, and she talks about her research. She talks about growing up listening to Billie Holiday and the influence she had and what she learned from her, as well as what she did to get into the role, and a poignant question asked at the end by Drew Barrymore after watching the movie, this history lesson, as she calls it, dealing with the civil rights movements and the things Billie Holiday had to go through, is asking, how should we listen to her music now? How should we be interpreting Billie Holiday and the life she lived, and how did that play into her career, into her passion for the songs she sang? I mean, she's such a controversial figure from her time, but I think there's nobody today who doesn't love Billie Holiday. So without further ado, here is Andra Day with Drew Barrymore talking about Billie Holiday on 101.5 The Hawk.
I would love to start by asking you, what was your research process?
Thank you. I first of all, thank you. That means everything coming from you. But the research process, it was extensive, as I'm sort of discovering now. And researching Billie Holiday is easy for me. I have a love for this woman, and I've loved her since I was 11 years old. So being able to obsessively, you know, look at material about Billie Holiday, every book, every documentary, every photo, every interview, every audio clip of her. And then it was also understanding addiction, right? That was a huge part of it. Understanding the government's role in Black life and in culture and in community and the war on drugs, understanding the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. And then Lee, working with Lee, talking with Lee every day and just about who he wanted his Billy to be. And just the different layers of sort of her humanity. And then I worked closely with Tasha Smith, who was my acting coach, and with Tom Jones, who was my dialect coach, to help me really, you know, fine tune her voice and to inform all of my research with an actual human being, as you know.
Yeah.
And then I sat with multiple heroin addicts and recovering addicts and just to understand really the underlying trauma and the mental illness of addiction. That was a huge, huge part of it. And bodily transformation. I lost almost 40 pounds. I don't smoke or drink, but I started smoking cigarettes and drinking a lot of gin. and it just generally changing my behavior, being more sexual. I'm actually abstinent and being just more loose with my words and my language and just trying to live as her for, you know, 2 years, 3 years of my life.
It's evident. And
thank you.
It really pays off. I have a question. Now that you have lived and embodied and you provide us with the knowledge and the message of who Billie Holiday was, can I ask you, how should I listen to her now?
Wow. First of all, that is an incredible question, a huge question, and I've never, ever been asked that before. And so thank you, first of all, for asking that. That just means a lot. I really want people to just love and to appreciate her and understand her as a fighter. You know, she didn't want people just to enjoy her music. She wanted people to, she was integrating audiences. She was a civil rights leader. And so I want people, when they listen to her music, I want them to think of her in the conversations of Martin Luther King, of Malcolm X, of, you know, Medgar Evers, of James Baldwin, of Assata Shakur, of Angela Davis. So I want that through line into now, into Black Lives Matter now, to, you know, Patrice Cullors, to Stacey Abrams, to VP Kamala Harris, Michelle. She's in that strain, and that DNA, she paved the way. So thank you for asking.
What's up, what's up? Got to be eating. What's up, what's up? God, thank you. This might sound crazy, but be my baby. I let you feel these vibes until my phone dies. Yeah, we can feel these vibes until my phone dies. This might sound crazy, but be my baby. Until my phone dies. Yeah, we can feel these vibes until my phone dies.
But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips and darn your eyes. They lift me high above the moonlit skies. Then I tumble out of on that one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care just to change the mood I'm in. I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Change the mood I'm in. You too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, Dawn, that dream.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Darn, That Darn Dream by Billie Holiday. Prior to that, we had And a Day, the singer and actress who played Billie Holiday, singing her new release, Phone Dies. Now, in those two songs, you definitely can't really hear a comparison. But I think one thing that is comparable is the innovative style they both have. Nobody, as I mentioned, sang like Billie Holiday. Today, nobody sings like Billie Holiday. Between the sound of her voice and the way she emphasizes and pauses and drags out a note is unlike anyone else. She is definitely in a league of her own. And a Day, I think, is a great... What she's doing is a great way to bring jazz back into a pop sphere. You know, a more modern... culturally relevant a format of music, I guess you could say. The song, Phone Dies, is about texting someone you love very much while your phone is about to die. How more modern than that can you get? The music video is just two people texting. It's wonderful, and it's a very good song. Has a nice bossa nova beat underneath. And then, you know, compare that to Darn That Dream, and we have a completely other, that classic side of jazz that everyone, I think, loves. It swings, it's got a nice blues to it, you know, Billie's passionate, and so are the musicians behind her. The solos are great. And don't get me wrong, And a Day does a wonderful Billie Holiday in the film, and... She's in a couple other interviews she's sung like her, and it is unbelievably good. It's a spot on. I don't even want to call it an impression because that sounds cheap. And now I bring you over to our comedy segment, another classic performers hosting three legends: Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Rich Little, believe it or not. From an episode of The Rich Little Show in 1976, you have Rich Little doing what he does best, impressions of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, appropriately, Louis Armstrong, and a few others, and Bing Crosby singing. They sing together, believe it or not, and I think it really goes to show the talent Rich Little can have to impersonate not only Louis Armstrong, but then sing like him too, or Dean Martin. And there's a couple different songs, True Love, Gone Fishin', Swingin' on a Star, Going My Way, all hits of Bing Crosby, of course. So without further ado, here are three legends. I told you it was going to be a great show. On 101.5, The Hawk.
Bing, over the years, you've made so many great films.
Well, truthfully, Rich, I was kind of lucky. You know, I had so many great partners, Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, Dorothy L'Amour, and that other fella. Oh, what's it? The guy with the nose.
There he is, the Elton John of the Geritol set. But some great duets have come out of some of those movies.
Yeah, so what the boy's trying to say here is that he'd like to wrap his tonsils around some of those beautiful tunes out of Tinseltown. You know, a medley of the merry music that I performed with so many great performers in the past.
Boy, I wish I'd have said that.
You have, many times.
But I think what the old groaner is trying to say here is maestro, a little little teammate music in the key of OJ.
In us you see a couple of song and dance men.
Go, Fred.
I'm the song, I'm the dance. For laughter, joy, and happiness, we're advanced men. With a song and the dance, I sing for my supper, I dance for my lunch,
and I croon when the landlord comes around. For miles and miles the women and children pass out cold when my voice hits the air, when my feet hit the ground. Gone fishing.
There's a sign upon my door.
Gone fishing.
I ain't working anymore. There's my hoe out in the sun,
yeah,
where I left her row half done. I said, hoe ain't no fun.
He ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
But I don't do Grace Kelly.
Do Gene Kelly. It's the same key.
Okay. But to give to me and to give to you love forever true. I think Gene is higher. It's in the stars. Next July we collide with Mars.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this is.
Have you heard that the poor dear Blanche, she got run down by an avalanche?
Well, did you ever?
What a marvelous, fabulous, elegant, swell-again party this is.
Let's meet on the road to Morocco. And stay out the tunnel of love.
12 kids, a little late for the tunnel of love, Pops.
The desert night, the Arab tents, the harem atmosphere.
But I want to tell you,
it's the best attraction Coney Island has this year.
Tell the gang
so they won't hang around.
Like
Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco. Round the bend, you'll see a sign. Dreamer's Highway.
Happiness is down the line. Going my way. The smiles you gather will look well on you.
Ooh, Danny.
Oh, I hope you're going my way to ba-ba-boo.
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. Can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people, that's his only thought. Though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you might grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Haven't got style. If you've got it,
you stand out a mile.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted.
Absolutely.
And a hat's not a hat
till it's tilted.
Little tilted.
You've either got or you haven't got glass.
Stand up, Dean, and get a draw.
It depends what the scotch in your glass is. When you wear lapels like the swellest of swells, you can pass any mirror and smile. You've either got or you haven't got. Got or you haven't got. Got or you haven't got.
Diamonds are a girl's best. Hello. Jolly, well, hello. Jolly.
Got or you haven't got. Got or you haven't got. Stop.
I like that guy. He's made a fortune going boo, boo, boo. Crosby's so rich that when he sings, E.F. Hutton listens.
so ugly, you some ugly child. The clothes that you wear are not in style. You look like a nip every time you smile, babe. Oh, how I hate you, you alligator bait you. The homeliest thing I ever saw or seen. You not need pigeon-toed box ankle too. There's a curse on your family and it fell on you. Your hair is nappy, who's your pappy? You some ugly child. There's a curse on your family and it fell on you. Your teeth are yellow, who's your fella? You some ugly child, yeah, yeah.
101.5 The Hawk, this is Johnny Athens on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, listening to the great songs like Quantum by Alexander Zonik, which we just played, as well as George Bruni with Ugly Child on 101.5 The Hawk. So much great music, a great show, and a reminder right now that for the next 2 weeks we will not be on the air. We will return on October 27th. To come back, we're just going to take a short break for the show. And you didn't hear it from me, but there are some big things planned for when we come back. There's some big surprises. I hope to catch you a little bit off guard, but I think you're all going to enjoy it. And once again, of course, I thank you so, so much for listening and inviting me into your home, into your car. I'm in the back seat right now. Woo! You know, it's a pleasure always to present the show, and I'm so thankful for those who listen and to those who think of listening. It is indeed the thought that counts. And to close out our show, we will have the above and beyond Max Roach playing Drive a Man on 101.5 The Hawk FM. Good night and goodbye.
Drive a man, he made a light. But the mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow. Better finish out your row. Keep a moving with that plow. Driver man'll show you how.
We're wiping away the dust here at CIOI.
Want to know what's coming? November 1st at noon.
Well, I know it gets harder every single day.
never go away. But it's hard when you're living and you don't feel much, and you're down and you're hoping that things are gonna change. Every single day. It's hard when you're living and you don't feel much, and you're down and you're hurting because you don't feel loved. It's hard when you're living and you don't feel much, and you're down and you're hoping that things are gonna change.
Something that this life's not giving me. Would you say?